Nolte, media hate Trump so much, they glorify terrorist Qasem Soleimani. By John Nolte on January 6, 2020. The American political media is a truly evil institution capable of anything, including the glorification of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, a terrorist animal responsible for hundreds of American deaths. The thing about the American media is that once you realize how evil, and I mean truly evil, the institution is, nothing surprises you anymore. Look at what the media did in Ferguson and Baltimore. Used lies to launch race riots in predominantly black neighborhoods, in working-class neighborhoods. You have to be evil to do such a thing, to destroy other people's communities. There's no other word for it. What's more, look at how CNN repeatedly promotes the idea of assassinating the President of the United States and encourages violence against Trump supporters. Anyway, every sane person knows there is no moral difference between Soleimani and Osama bin Laden. Both men were unrepentant terrorists and tyrants willing to use torture, the murder of innocents, and international terror in a bid for cold, raw power. If that's not enough of a comparison for you, Soleimani had gone so far as to plot terrorist attacks on American soil and undoubtedly helped at least 10 of the 9/11 hijackers to find their way to America. And yet, the evil American media would have you believe President Trump just assassinated a statesman. You know, when bin Laden was killed in 2011, I despised and disliked then President Obama as much as I do now, but I was still thrilled. I also gave Obama credit for making the call, which was a tough call, which could have easily gone sideways to a point where his re-election chances could have died in the sand, just like Jimmy Carter's did when he authorized a doomed mission to rescue 52 American hostages held in Iran. How do you not celebrate the death of a monster like bin Laden? The American media certainly did. They praised Obama for making the call and managed to avoid terms like revered scholar and religious leader while describing bin Laden. There were also no concerns about escalation or illegal assassinations or World War III or reinstituting the draft or any of the tired but predictable hysterics we've been hearing all week. Honestly, how many Americans must a terrorist kill before the media take just a moment to say, "Good job, Mr. President." And you know what? Trump is doing a good job with Iran. Sure, Iran is a tough and complicated situation filled with only bad choices. But we can't have a terrorist country killing American contractors and openly attacking our embassies without retaliation. We just can't. At the same time, no one wants to launch what would almost certainly be another endless ground war. Given the situation, Trump made a good choice. He took out not just a monster, but a monster who was effective, like bin Laden, at attracting followers and wreaking murderous havoc throughout the region. Strategically and symbolically, Soleimani was the perfect choice. If nothing else, every big shot in Iran is currently wondering if they are next, which could de-escalate this situation out of self-interest. But an evil media just can't look at things this way. The number of eggs necessary to break to produce an anti-Trump omelet is of no consequence to the media, even if we are talking about hundreds of American eggs. The media are so deranged and vile, so unhinged and furious. Any opportunity to express their hatred for Trump is an opportunity that cannot be passed up, which is why we get lunacy like this. Washington Post: airstrike at Baghdad airport kills Iran's most revered military leader, Qasem Soleimani. And that sentence wasn't in a longer piece detailing Soleimani's crimes against humanity. Nope, it was how the far-left Post described this war criminal in its tweet breaking the news. CNN: imagine the French Foreign Legion, at the height of the French Empire. This guy is regarded in Iran as a completely heroic figure. I was trying to think of somebody, and I was thinking of Charles de Gaulle. He is regarded as personally incredibly brave. The troops love him. CBS: military genius, inspirational. New Yorker: a flamboyant former construction worker and bodybuilder with snowy white hair, a dapper beard, and arching salt and pepper eyebrows. New York Times: many saw him as a larger-than-life hero, particularly within security circles. Anecdotes about his asceticism and quiet charisma joined to create an image of a warrior philosopher who became the backbone of a nation's defense against a host of enemies. And on and on. Keep in mind that these same news outlets have never once described our own president in this way. Think about that. When it comes to a wicked, cold-blooded murderer, terrorist, and tyrant, all of a sudden the media are concerned with context. With how he is seen by his supporters, which is the excuse to justify all this flowery language. But Trump, our own president, has never received the benefit of this context. If the above does not convince you of just how unhinged the media are, get a load of this. And this. That's not journalism. It's trolling. CNN is trolling the president while he's in the middle of an incredibly dangerous and potentially explosive situation. And then there's the hysteria. Trump doesn't have a plan. Trump doesn't know what he is doing. We've been hearing this shit for 4 years now. Trump didn't have a plan to win the Republican nomination. Then he won it. Trump didn't have a plan to win the presidency. Then he won it. Trump didn't have a plan to jumpstart the economy. To replace NAFTA, to get the Chinese to agree to a trade deal. To solve the border crisis between Syria and Turkey. To build the border wall, to bring back manufacturing jobs. To make American energy independent, and on and on and on and on. And yet he did and does have a plan. But still, no matter what he does, bomb Syria for using chemical weapons, move the American embassy to Syria, withdraw our troops from Syria, it's World War III. Reckless. Shooting from the hip. The draft's going to be reinstated. Tariffs will doom US. A recession is imminent. And yet, here we are enjoying the first real era of peace and prosperity in nearly 20 years, since September 11, 2001. You know what? Trump has turned out to be a very good president. And nothing frustrates the evil media more than that. And it's that frustration that drives them to side with and glorify a terrorist. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.